You know, oh, I know, you know, we live here. We're not fooled that Tasmania isn't a place that's hot enough for you to get sunburnt. It's more like step outside and within 4 minutes your top layer of skin starts to turn into pork crackling. But a senior research fellow at the Faculty of Health at the Queensland University of Technology has compiled 5 myths about sunburn. And frankly, she has me at myth number one. Louise Baldwin, hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. How did you come to compile a sunburn myth file?
Well, you know, it's really important that we get the right information out there about skin cancer prevention and about sun protection, and particularly because right across the country there's different UV levels and different seasonal variations. So it's great, I think, for us to just be able to compile those common myths and work with our other research colleagues as well just to get the right information out there for Australians.
I would have assumed that I would have been across what was myth and what was fact when it came to sunburn. But number one, you've got here. Myth number one, you can't get burnt in the shade. I would have thought you can't get burnt in the shade.
Well, sometimes if it's very effective shade, that's fine. But, you know, the most important thing we say is that there's 5 ways of protecting ourselves in the sun, and using shade is one of those. And, you know, looking for nice, dense shade, so that's really solid roof structure or trees and natural shade that provide a really dense canopy, that's going to provide much better protection than other shade where we can still see the sun coming through. But that's often, you know, hard to find sometimes, particularly if we're at the beach or we're even at a sporting field or just in the park. It's quite hard to find that. And we often get caught out because the UV will still penetrate through some shade, and it also reflects back up off the surface. And that's the thing that we get caught out with sometimes as well.
Myth number two, you're safe from the sun when in water.
Well, that's right. And that's a lot of the time people think because their body's immersed in the water, so whether they're at a pool or whether they're at the beach, they think that, you know, whatever part of their body is immersed in the water, that that's not getting any kind of UV radiation. And I heard some of your listeners talking before too about diving and snorkeling and all those kind of things.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, the UV certainly does still penetrate through the top of the water. So, you know, the good thing to remember is that whenever you're outside, and particularly around water, is to always be sun protective, you know, covering up with clothing, hats, lots of sunscreen, and just being aware that UV can penetrate through the water and it reflects back up off the surface of the water as well, which is another reason that we can sometimes get burnt on our face up from the water, which we sometimes get tricked out by.
Every first-time snorkeler knows exactly what you're talking about with,
yes,
with that burn. Sunscreen on the back as well. Myth number three, exercise makes my skin red hot, not the sun.
Well, that's right. So sometimes people say, oh, I've just been for a run. I'm not sunburnt. I'm just red because I've been running and exercising. And look, that's absolutely true. When we're exercising, our skin does go red, you know, because the blood pumps to the surface of our skin. But if that redness doesn't go away within a very short amount of time and it's still there a couple of hours later, then we know that that's certainly sunburn. And again, when we're exercising, we're sweating a lot. So even if the sunscreen's been applied before people go outside and go for a run or a strenuous walk, that sort of heavy kind of sweating will still wash away the sunscreen. So it's really important to make sure we're applying that correctly. We're reapplying it if we're outside for more than 2 hours, but that we're not relying on it as the only form of sun protection, that we're thinking about a hat, covering up with clothing, and also thinking about the time of day that we're out exercising, because we know earlier in the morning and later in the afternoon the UV is much less strong.
In a place which loves its boating as much as Tasmania does, myth number four might be relevant. It's not sunburn, it's windburn.
Well, now that's right. Now, windburn is pretty rare in Australia, but certainly in Tassie, where you've got those cooler climates and you do have those higher wind times as well, it can occur. But most of the time, it's a combination of the sun drying out and burning your skin. And so, again, making sure that even on those cooler days, that we're making sure if we're outside that we're being sun protective, because it's usually not just windburn. Normally, normally it's sunburn combined with what might be some sort of drying wind damage as well. So even on those cool, cloudy days, making sure we're being sun protective at all times just to protect that layer of the skin and really reduce any risk of that nasty sunburn that we don't expect.
Myth number five, you can't get burnt in the car through a window.
Well, that's right. Now, people often think that they've got the car windows up. They might even have the air conditioning on. And certainly these days, tinting of side car windows can help to reduce the UV coming through. Certainly no tinting is 100% effective. So there's always UV that can still sneak through there, particularly in the northern parts of Australia where we have that slightly higher levels of UV radiation maybe than in the southern states like where you are in Tassie. But one of the things that people don't often realise is that we can't tint our windscreens in Australia. So we certainly know that the UV can come through that window glass. It's not as strong as if we were sitting in the blasting sun without that pane of glass in front of us, but it certainly penetrates through. And that's why often people find on their face and their chest, backs of their hands and on their arms, if they've been driving either on long road trips or even lots of short bursts of driving, that they do get that sun damage, which can even then turn into that sunburn. So certainly, again, something to be aware of in the car.
May I be honest with you?
Please.
I went for a drive into a national park Thursday and Friday last week. It was lovely. But I was driving there and I looked at the sun on my hands, at 10 and 2 on the steering wheel, and I thought, I think I've just reached an age where I want driving gloves.
Yeah.
I think, I'm driving gloves years old.
And you know what? Maybe if we made them more of a common thing where we just made it part of us driving, that would, you know, help reduce the risk as well. And there's also a thing called a driving sleeve, or certainly up here in Queensland where I am, a lot of people will just cut off the arm of an old long sleeve shirt and pull it up on their driving side arm, if you like, just to provide that extra bit of protection, because it certainly helps and it's easy enough to prevent. So that's the other big important part of the message, is that we can prevent a lot of this damage happening.
Rashies have had a complete transformation over the course of my lifetime. No one wore a rashie unless they were a surfer when I was a kid, and now they're commonplace in pools and at the beach everywhere. And, you know, the Cancer Council has gotten on board and made ugly Christmas jumper rashies and everything. Can we not have some sort of transformation of ugly driving gloves that they can become ubiquitous and kind of cool?
That's right. Ugly driving gloves, ugly driving sleeves, and even things like sports uniforms too, where we know that they could be much more sun protective using the kind of technology we've got with great fabrics now that help, you know, keep our skin cool but encourage that sun protection. So you're exactly right. In that kind of fashion and apparel space, there's some good work that's been done, and like rashies is just the best example, but still a lots of opportunity for us to do better.
Such a good point about kids and school uniforms. If I bushwalk, I cover my arms and my legs and I'll wear a hat. And kids, well, they wear a hat, but do they get to cover up as much as we choose to?
Well, that's right. Yeah, so the uniform space, and some sporting uniforms too, they still, you know, require sleeveless arrangements.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a long time that the kids are exposed on the field. You know, no matter how short or long the game is, there's still that sun exposure. So certainly some good opportunities for us to keep just integrating it into our everyday lifestyle. And that's a really good point too, is that it doesn't mean that we have to shelter inside. You know, it's about adapting ourselves to the environment that we live in so we can be active and healthy and enjoying our beautiful outdoors here in Australia, but just doing it in a sun protective way.
And finally, a myth you'd like to bust about: you don't have to have a complexion akin to Casper the Friendly Ghost to need to slip, slop, slap.
Well, that's right. So really, I mean, the easiest rule of thumb is that if you're in Australia, we're at risk of some kind of sun damage. So certainly different people's complexions and genetic makeups will give them different levels of natural protection, or reduce their risk is probably the better way of saying it. But really, if we're in Australia, we're at risk of that sun damage, you know, whether it's going to increase our risk of skin cancer or even other things like premature aging that we know the sun causes as well. So really, it's an everyday habit that all Australians should adopt. And also, you know, knowing then when the weather does get a bit cooler, certainly in the northern part of Australia, we talk about sun protection all year round. But in the southern areas, like in Tassie as well, there's a fantastic app that the Cancer Council has developed called the SunSmart app. And it tells you what your local UV reading is, no matter where you are, and when sun protection's required. So it's a really good and handy way to know when you need sun protection, or perhaps right in the deepest parts of winter, maybe there's times when you don't.
Louise, can we make driving gloves cool, or have I just like nailed a coffin in my singleness forever?
Oh, I think let's make them cool. All there's right. an opportunity. There's a challenge for us to do that.
Okay. All right. You and me. We're going to make this happen. Hey, thank you very much. Louise Baldwin is a Senior Research Fellow at the School of Public Health and Social Work at the Queensland University of Technology. Busting myths. She wrote that piece with a colleague for The Conversation. You can read more about her myth busting on sunburn online at theconversation.com. I can't get sunburnt through glass, shade or in water. 5 common sunburn myths busted.